With us today is our in-house genius, Dr. Peter Michalos, our expert in science, our expert in medicine, our expert in overall whatever. Dr. Peter, we're going into the summer. What do you see as problems in the summer?
Well, I think that people need to start protecting their skin, their eyes, because when the UV light starts coming out in the summer, especially at high noon, between noon and 3, the UVA, the UVB, things that are associated with skin cancer, with things called melanoma, which can be metastatic and can be very devastating. There's another type of skin cancer called squamous cell carcinoma that can go to your lymph nodes, which can also be a big problem. And then there's the basal cell cancer that does not spread to other parts of the body, but can be locally invasive and can be devastating. And that can be removed. And there's something called Mohs surgery. And I was just talking to a specialist friend, Dr. Ken Mark, who's a Mohs specialist, and the importance before Mohs and things would invade, like things around the eye, for example, and they would invade and people could end up losing their eye and have part of their eye sockets removed. But now with Mohs surgery, they actually, while they're removing it, they check each margin, left, right, top, bottom, and the deep part, and they get all the tumor out, and the cure rate is over 99%. So that's important to do what's called a total body survey. So when you make an appointment for the summer, it's a good idea to do it, especially if you have light skin, light eyes, to do it at least twice a year and have a total body check to make sure you pick these things up early and take care of them, because they are curable. We remind people before the summer also to wear protective eyewear with UV protecting polarized sunglasses, preferably something that's wraparound, because now we know that UV light from the sun is associated with macular degeneration and also with acceleration of cataracts. And these little white fleshy growths that can occur on the eye called pterygium, from the Greek word phtero, which means wing, because they look like little wing-shaped lesions, and they are common in areas near the equator and where there's a lot of UV light. So wear your sunglasses, wear protective eyewear, wear large hats with a brim, a hat that causes a shadow to be around your face and eyes, because some sunglasses, the UV can come in from the sides. So you want to protect yourself, and that helps reduce eye problems. And the other thing to be careful, especially for the young people, we now know that sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise again in America. I guess all those COVID lockdowns, people were indoors. We're seeing more cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and these diseases can be treated when caught early. And we're seeing, especially among young people, to use proper protection and to be careful. And also AIDS continues to be transmitted in the United States, and there are still cases, even though now things are much more treatable. So these are all some of the things. And get your preventive things done. If you're 50 and over, get your colonoscopy. If you're a woman, get your baseline mammogram. And preventive care is very important, because as we came out of the pandemic, many people didn't go for basic things like dental health and dental cleaning, which we now know has a strong association with cardiac health and inflammation, because that bacteria can get into our bloodstream. So it's about maintenance and about getting ready for summer. Always try to fasten your seatbelts, try to drive, you know, a safe car. Please avoid speeding. If you have children, to use the proper seats and make sure they're properly secured. And one of the safest places for children is the center back seat, the least amount of trauma. And these are just some of the summer health tips we want to share with people on WABC to keep everyone safe. And when you travel, when you do travel this summer, your American health insurance does not cover you abroad. So we encourage people to get travel insurance that allows you to have medical evacuation and to give you at least $50,000 with no deductible. So you have private health care access anywhere you are in the world, and medical evacuation. And I've given that tip to several people, and I know of at least 5 that it's helped save. For example, if someone had a heart attack in England, there are, you know, people think National Health Service, that's only for British subjects, not for Americans. So you get a bill for someone, you know, get falls on a moped, or someone broke their pelvis in Bali, and they actually flew them all the way back to UCLA Medical Center for treatment. And it's only sometimes for $30 to $50 a week And I think it's a good thing that our audience is aware of that, because the number one cause in the United States of people going into bankruptcy is medical and the uninsured. And especially if they go abroad, you don't want to end up with thousands of dollars a bill or be stuck somewhere and make the assumption that your U.S. health care, including your Medicare, does not cover you abroad.
Understood. There's so many things happening in medicine. It's moving at warp speed. Is there any other angles that you want to carry talk about today?
Yeah, I think that some of the fascinating things that are of early detection, tests that you can find out what your biological age is, like the Galleri test, tests like Nebula Genomics, where you can find out if you have the Alzheimer's genes or certain risks, for example, for depression or bipolar disorder. And it sort of gives you some kind of insight into the future and some of the new cancer treatments that we're going to be seeing, some vaccines for various types of cancers. And we're going to be seeing customized vaccine. When they remove your tumor, they'll take a sample of it and actually create a custom vaccine for your tumor so your immune system learns how to attack your specific tumor. And we're seeing the fascinating area of stem cells, where people who were formerly having paralysis, and they just published a paper how they group people who got stem cell injections, mesenchymal stem cells injections, they actually grew cartilage. So these are absolutely fascinating things that we're seeing. It's happening as we speak. And as far as the problems are, there's a shortage of a lot of chemotherapeutic drugs in the United States, and a lot of the supply chains have been affected because a lot of the components are coming from other countries. And I think we're learning as a country that healthcare is national security, and we need to start making our own antibiotics, our own chemotherapeutic agents, and not depending on other countries where, for example, one country, the FDA went and did an inspection in another country, and they found disastrous conditions, so they stopped doing that. So the generic companies here can't compete against the foreign cheap labor. But now we're realizing we need to make things here, just like now we're realizing that we're going to start building chip factories in Arizona. But these are national security issues for us, and healthcare is a national security issue.
And it's the vaccine. There's been some study on it lately. And what did it say? The CDC has changed certain opinions on the vaccine?
Well, there's a number of case reports, like all vaccines, they all have some potential side effects. But right now we're learning that RNA viruses really mutate a lot. So every time you make a vaccine, there's always a new strain coming out. But as we've talked about in WABC, things have become less deadly with, for example, COVID. And now some of the side effects that are popping up, like some of the clotting issues, some of the eye vein occlusion issues, again, it's rare, but it does happen. So they are supplying some warnings, and many countries have basically stopped their booster programs. They feel that it's no longer needed, and the risk-benefit ratio, especially in the young children and younger people, may not be there. And the subset of population that'll benefit from some of these vaccines, I think, has gotten smaller. But still, vaccinations are very important, because most of the childhood diseases we have are called DNA diseases, and those DNA vaccines have worked great.
Dr. Peter Michalos, thank you for bringing us up to date, and we'll catch up with you again real soon during the week.
Thanks for always getting the truth out on the Cats Roundtable.
God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.